Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We have some text messages that are about your daughter and her tongue.
Tongue piercing. All right. Do we need to have her in here?
I mean, we could have Sarah in here, I guess, so that she can give her two cents on like what's going on with all this. Because earlier this morning, she shared with us that she'd still like to get her tongue pierced, although she feels like she might be too old for a tongue piercing.
Yeah.
So somebody said, I had my tongue pierced. I took it out after a few years because, well, it messes with your gums. Don't do it.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about the gums. You don't want to mess up your gums.
Another person said, I got my tongue pierced when I was 20 or 21. I'm 42 now. It hurt a lot. I took it out about a decade ago, and the hole in my tongue never healed.
It's still there?
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, odd. I wonder if, like, food gets stuck in there.
Probably.
That's why I wonder when the people do, like, that forking thing with their tongue. They split it out like
a snake
tongue.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's a very permanent. I mean, here's a guy with a bunch of tattoos. Who am I to say what's permanent or not? But that's like, there's no going back from that, I feel.
No, there isn't.
You can't just sew it back up?
I guess maybe.
Okay. Why?
I know a couple of girls who did that, and they really like it. Like, they don't regret that tongue splitting at all.
That would trip me out, though, if someone I'm talking to, you're not really paying attention to their tongue, and then like, they do something where they stick their tongue out at you, and it's like, ah,
yeah.
Like, oh my gosh.
Just like that.
I'm talking of venom.
Yeah.
You know, unfortunately, this is not the worst thing that happened this morning, the idea of her wanting to get a tongue piercing. I just went out and got an Amazon package recently.
Uh-oh.
And then this morning, Sarah decides to open it up in front of me and leaves it on the table. And one of her friends had sent her.
Oh, boy.
A box that says boob tape and nipple coverings.
Oh, nice.
And I'm like, why do we have, what do we need this for?
Probably for dresses without bras?
Yeah. I don't know. Clubbing?
Yes. I'm going to Vegas. And if you're going to Vegas, you got to wear some skimpy, low cut.
So braless stuff?
Got to is a strong word. You don't need to do anything.
Oh, when I went to Vegas, I was very skimpy. Oh,
were you
there with me when we went to the CES?
I did enjoy those Instagram pictures.
Yeah. I was there with Steve, and I was like, you should have brought some boob tape. Yeah.
I know. My nipple kept popping out, and all the people at the booze were getting mad at me.
Wait, the picture on the cover doesn't look like it's supposed to be worn to help you. It looks like that's all you're wearing.
I mean, well, okay, some of my friends are going to be probably in a lot of see-through outfits.
A lot of her friends.
And they're gonna need something to cover it up. Because, I mean, Vegas is wild, but I don't know if they let all of that
So you're getting it for them, or you're getting it for you?
Well, no, I mean, I have an outfit, too, that there is definitely room for some slippage.
And normally,
I would be totally okay with it. It's Vegas, but my brother is coming on this trip. So I'm really trying to be a little more modest for him.
Yeah.
Hold on, Joe, come in here.
I am so happy I'm not going on this trip.
But yeah, I wish you were.
Me too.
No, I know better. I'm like, no.
He was invited. I was like, do you and Mom want to get a plane ticket?
Yeah, and that's not happening. Yeah, no. You know, when we talked about the Good Charlotte brothers who said they're too old for this S, and that I'm too old for her S.
Going to Vegas and partying with a 30-year-old daughter, you're too old for that?
Yeah. Oh, I told you. It happened one time in Boston where I decided, I'll go hang out with you at a bar, and I brought a couple of my old buddies from radio in Boston, and all they did was just look at the S show of Sarah, who was destroyed. And I'm like, yeah, never doing this again. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, yeah. They had a blast. I hated it.
So Joe's in the room. Joe, how do you feel about this? Are you Are you bothered when your daughter, your sister rocks scantily clad clothes? Are you going to have a problem with her, like, you know, wearing something like that in Vegas?
Oh, man, yeah, it really bothers me.
Like, it does.
I don't like it.
Why?
It's just so weird. I'm like, cover up. I just turn my leg.
Yeah, that's what a brother's supposed to say. It's completely normal.
That's why I got the things that cover
yeah,
it up.
Yeah, Joe, boob tape and nipple covers. It'll be exciting.
Really, I only got them so he wasn't totally
I'm going to show Joe
mortified.
When he comes over later on.
Okay, Joe, I get that you don't want your sister wearing that, but are you okay with my friends wearing all of their skanky outfits?
Well, yeah.
They really push the limits, too. I got to give them credit. Oh, yeah.
In a good way?
Oh, in a good way.
Okay.
That's why I'm kind of a hypocrite, because, like, you know.
Well, it's your sister. It's not really hypocritical.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you're not supposed to be excited that your sister dresses that way.
Well, no, but it's like, why do I have a different standard? You know, that's the hypocritical part.
Because really. You want to do her friend.
Well,
just be
that's
honest.
True. Yeah, of course.
Well, there we go. Another reason why I don't want to go for
hopefully
this party.
That happens in Vegas.
I don't need to see my daughter trashed and Joey, well, strike out multiple times. I don't need to see this.
Wow. Sarah, do you have a girl in mind that's like one of your in your crew that you're like, yep, that's the one I got to push towards Joe? Or
okay, well, there has definitely been a few, but unfortunately, they both have boyfriends now.
Yeah, Sarah, so, Sarah
that's saying
and
in
pushed.
Vegas, right, Joe?
Yeah.
Yeah. You give me your number, I'll give you my number.
Yeah, and then that's we can the text saying. Back and forth.
Oh, that's the saying in Vegas. That's the Joey saying.
That's what he'll say instead of inviting them to his hotel room.
Yeah.
I'll start we'll text all night.
Yeah. I'll buy you a drink, you buy me a drink, and then we'll both be drunk.
Perfect.
These are great opening lines.
Yeah.
And then do nothing.
Yeah.
All right, so those two are out.
Yep.
Yeah.
Are there any single girls?
There are some single girls, and I've tried before, and I'll try again in Vegas.
Yeah, what you need to do is what we tried to do in Boston that one time is just make some pre-cards that say, hi, my name is Joey Dees. Call me if you think I'm cute.
And then write the number.
And then you hand them out and say, hey, my brother really thinks you're cute.
Danny, are you going to her party too?
I'm not.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a bad influence too.
Why good?
Because Danny's also a bit of a, you know, he's Danny, he encourages bad behavior in everybody. It's true. See what happens when we get sweets in the office. Danny's like, BJ, I don't know if you saw, but there's like 40 bags of donuts over there.
Yeah.
And, you know, and Sarah just looks at Danny and goes, thanks, Danny. I'm trying to get him to cut down. And Danny goes, what do you mean?
I wish he was, though, because I know Danny would dress like a slut, too.
I would.
He is this morning. Jeez.
I know. He always
showing off his legs, like showing off his calves.
Oh, yeah. Oh, look at that.
Wow.
There you go. Yeah.
Nice tatted.
I can't believe you didn't notice.
Yeah, come on, BJ. Yeah.
Sorry, I was looking at the boob tape. I didn't notice the calves. Well, congratulations to all of you.
Yeah, thanks. Don't be looking at my packages, okay?
Okay.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. The package is coming in the mail.
Yeah, don't be looking at the things you leave on the kitchen counter because you still live with me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, lovely daughter. You.
Rose in Tacoma texting, I got my tongue pierced when I was 18. I'm 42, still have it in. It's just part of who I am. I say, do it, Sarah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, Rose.
Yeah, we're not listening to Rose.
Oh, I want a picture of your mouth open, sticking it out.
No, Rose is canceled.
No.
We just canceled Rose.
Never canceled.
Yeah, sorry.
No.
Yeah, sorry about it. It's done. Look, the internet works that way. Rose just got canceled.
How unfortunate. Sorry, Rose. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.